is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Courtesy of Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Well, I was down at the American Free Press office today and brought up the subject of Headaches Stay Gone with one of my colleagues, Julia Foster, and she tells me that her husband, Gene, tried it the other day and it worked for him. So there is yet another personal testimony on behalf of a product that does work. Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Check it out on the Internet at headachesstaygone.com or give them a call at 1-800-327-0727. I hate to call it a miracle cure because that phraseology is so overused, but I'll tell you what, it works. Well, folks, it's cold here in Washington, D.C. As cold, dare I say, as Laura Bush's heart. People say, oh, don't attack Laura Bush, but, you know, she kind of reminds me of one of these mafia wives that we hear about. I don't want to pick on the mafia. There's hardly a mafia anymore, but you might want to compare her to Carmela Soprano, the wife of Tony Soprano. She lives in all that luxury, and she knows all the dirty deeds that her husband is doing, or she has a pretty good idea about it. But, you know, Carmela Soprano, the character on television, seems like a pretty nice lady. But Laura Bush has that same vacant stare that her husband has. Ah, well, sorry to pick on the First Lady, but I'm not sure we want to call her our First Lady. Well, folks, I wasn't sure I was going to do this broadcast tonight because I had some other things that I still have to do, unfortunately, but we had such a great show last night with our guest Jim Condit that I could not let it pass and not ask Jim to come back again tonight so that the callers who didn't make it up last night could come aboard. So if you called in last night with a question for Jim Condit Jr., I might add, I invite you to do so. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Jim has joined us again, and I have to say, Jim, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Michael.
Jim, you know, I was thinking, you know, you talk pretty fast, and I want to tell you, not too fast for our listeners, though, because they're quite capable of absorbing a lot of information. I think you probably, just by talking fast, got so much good information in last night, it was the equivalent of a two-hour show.
Well, I apologize, because I know this is a curse I've been with all my life.
No, Jim, don't apologize. Don't take up time with apologies because you took up time last night with lots of solid facts that people needed to know about. And I just want to review the show very quickly last night before we go to the break.
Okay.
Number one, I think we firmly established beyond any doubt that Malachi Martin was not the great traditionalist Catholic that many, many people view him to be. On the contrary, the solid evidence indicates Malachi Martin was a Zionist agent who actively worked to destroy traditional Catholic doctrine during the infamous Vatican II conference of the 1960s.
And actually, I might not have mentioned last night, just let me interject for historical purposes, Vatican Council II took place from 1962 to 1965.
Right. Okay, we have that break coming up already. Stay tuned, Jim Condit. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to have another good evening here talking more about this subject and taking your calls. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you courtesy of Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. And it does work, I'm here to tell you.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here on this Friday evening. We have Jim Condit with us. You know, we've been talking, touching on the issue of the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, what's happened to the church since the 1960s. And, you know, just for the record, it's kind of funny. Last evening, I happened to learn on the Internet that I was raised in an Irish Catholic household. Well, folks, my father was raised in an Irish Catholic household, but, you know, my father probably never set foot in a Catholic church out of the last 50, maybe the last 52 years of his 70 years on the face of the earth, and I'm not even sure he was in attendance at his own son, my older brother's, christening in the Catholic Church. If I recall correctly, he was not there for that. So folks, don't anybody think that I'm here promoting a Catholic doctrine or and not that I'd be ashamed to do it, don't get me wrong, but let's get things straight here. I'm not a Roman Catholic. I was never baptized in a Roman Catholic church. So just for the record here, folks, you can't pin that one on me to make me out to be a propagandist for the Jesuits or the Vatican, as Eric John Phelps has suggested. But just that having been said for the record, you know, we did talk about Malachi Martin last night, and we also pointed out that the depraved Southern Poverty Law Center of Morris Deeds, which essentially functions as an adjunct of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, has come out with this big, angry, vicious broadside against American traditionalist Catholics because they don't support these so-called reforms, quote-unquote, that came about during Vatican II as a direct consequence of the intrigues of Malachi Martin working with the Anti-Defamation League and apparently the American Jewish Congress. But Jim Condit, our guest, is with us tonight. We're going to pursue it more. And Jim, there's another important thing I think we need to drive home. I think last night was a very important broadcast for what we'll just generally call the Patriot Movement, because the facts that we outlined last night about the Zionist efforts to infiltrate and really destroy the Catholic Church at its highest levels during that Vatican II conference demonstrate beyond any question that the old myths, which are propagated even today, that the Vatican has been part of the Zionist New World Order, that the Vatican is a front for the Rothschild family or vice versa, that's completely disproven, because if the Vatican were indeed just what so many people say it has been historically, the Zionists would not have had to use someone like Malachi Martin to infiltrate and destroy the Catholic Church at its highest levels.
Well, absolutely, and if, I think the reason you're taking a little heat on the Internet probably is because, in my opinion, and some of people may be very sincerely deluded by this, the Zionists' two last bastions of pointing people in the wrong direction is the reptilians of David Icke and the Jesuits. Now, I said last night that I've challenged and have accepted a debate from a fellow named Roger Rancourt on the subject of who rules the world, the Jesuits or the Zionists, because I know this is always coming up, and it just doesn't fit the facts. I mean, if they make a point in the debate when I'm debating them, Mike, I'll admit it. I'm not trying to hide the truth. But the second thing is that I think we established last night, and I think I wanted to make the main point, is that just as Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson are deceiving tens of millions of Protestant Americans to worship Zionism and the evil of this counterfeit state of Israel, what they're doing, the Vatican, since 1958, when I'm suggesting there was a coup d'etat in the secrecy of the conclave, and out came what we call anti-popes, some of us call anti-popes, the Vatican, since 1958, has also been working much more cleverly to advance the New World Order and the Zionist New World Order. And that's what should concern, or at least be of interest as an object of study, of every person in the world,
Jim, I'm glad you made that point, because that's another point I wanted to make that I thought we had firmly established here last night. You know, it's worth mentioning that throughout the years, any organized religion, any organized group has always been subject to infiltration and takeover from within. You know, there's a very well-known organization, which I am not going to name. It is known as a church, but many people call it a cult. Mm-hmm. That group, for better or for worse, I've known people who were members of that institution, and they say that it helped them by their membership and the things they were taught in that organization. But nonetheless, the very firm evidence indicates that even that organization was taken over from within by a coup d'etat back in the late 1970s and early 80s, taken over by a group of Zionist lawyers who have used it as a front. Yeah. And they have used that organization itself to infiltrate other organizations. So
yes.
So this phenomenon is not just limited to the Catholic Church or to the Protestant fundamentalist movement. I mean, you know, my good friend Dale Crowley, who's a radio broadcaster here in the Washington area, has forcefully come down on these dispensationalists, these Zionists who were promoted into the Protestant faith.
Yes.
Through the financial forces of the Rothschild family, through the Oxford University Press. John Anderson, who is one of the outspoken leaders of what they call the preterist movement, he's pointed these things out.
Yes.
Ted Pike has, in his brilliant videos, which he's done a number of them, has come upon it from a Protestant point of view. So this is not just a Catholic issue, but
we tackled
it from the standpoint of this very interesting story of Malachi Martin.
Right.
And as you pointed out, and as I was fully aware, there are still a lot of good Catholic traditionalists out there who trust Malachi Martin because of the things that he wrote later in his life.
Right.
So, you know, we honestly will never know, God only knows literally, whether Malachi Martin had suddenly found a, shall we call it, a Damascus Road conversion at the very end.
Yes, yes.
But I tend to think not. I tend to think, based upon his associations with William F. Buckley Jr. and with the American Jewish Committee, and then later, as I pointed out, his documented role in helping finance a group that was trying to destroy Liberty Lobby, I tend to think that Malachi Martin The leopard had never changed his spots, so to speak.
Yes, well, and I don't, if, you know, I'm sure if there's any callers, I don't want to filibuster the callers tonight, but we can get into some of this. And Malachy, as far as I'm concerned, played his role right up to the very end in what I feel he was doing, because what he did for, and many of the groups that were attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Institute yesterday, they would still accept John Paul II and Benedict XVI as true popes, even though they say they're liberals, they're bad news, they're doing one thing wrong after another. And I'll tell you what Malachy Martin's, in my opinion, his great deception right up to the end was. Here's what I think his job was. He would expose anything as long as he led the people back around behind these anti-popes that are contradicting 2,000 years of Catholic Church history and are leading the people, so the Catholics, still behind the Zionist World Program. Just like the John Birch Society will expose anything except the evil that goes on in Israel and the Zionist Jewish part in the subversion of America. But the John Birch Society, as you know, gets a lot of people's trust because of all the other good exposés they do.
Absolutely.
But it's like a magician. I've said on the radio shows that I'm sure the talk show hosts hate, the few that I do on the mainstream media, it's like a magician doing a trick until you have another magician who can tell the audience, here's the way they're doing the trick. You can go on for years and years and years and be deceived by these people and groups who expose everything but one thing. And in the case of Malachy Martin, I believe this was his job, to keep Catholics behind the counterfeit church that's occupied the Vatican since 1958.
Let me draw another analogy, too, that I think people can understand in this context. You know, so many people over the years have said, oh, well, Fox News is great.
Yes.
This is Rupert Murdoch's operation. They say, oh, Fox News is so wonderful, so conservative. But, you know, as I pointed out in the Judas Goats and I've talked about on this program, what Fox News was essentially set up to do was to corral all the good American conservatives and patriots,
yes,
who were getting fed up with the three liberal networks, which they were,
yes,
beyond any question,
right,
liberal networks. And now these people felt they had a savior, something they could turn to.
No.
But you can't turn on Fox News without recognizing immediately, if you have any discernment at all, that it's nothing but a Zionist propaganda network.
Warmongers. They monger for war 24 hours a day. Same goes for Rush Limbaugh. We now know why the fairness doctrine was knocked down to give Rush Limbaugh his big break, because he was sitting there ready to lead millions of people into this warmongering and covering up the truth about 911, the hoax of the 911 story, etc.
Yeah, so this is what we're talking about here. We kind of focused on Malachy Martin, and we've touched on this whole issue of what the Vatican is and what it is not. But like I say, it's very, very important that we don't get distracted by these claims that the Vatican is the real force behind the evil, because it's certainly being used by evil forces, and
yes,
there nonetheless are many good people inside the Vatican. There are many good cardinals, archbishops all around the world who don't go along with the program, and they haven't broken away yet, but we don't know that they won't eventually do just that.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know if there's any good cardinals left, and there are some good bishops who haven't seen to it. Now, well, there we go.
All right, yeah, we have the break coming up. Now, I'm waiting for your calls, folks. 800-313-9443. Call in. Say what you have to say, even if you disagree with us. Open and honest debate here, folks. 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. Just basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm here to tell you the phones have been ringing off the hook. At the Republic Broadcasting Network, they want to talk with Jim Condit Jr., who's on the line. Later in the hour, we're going to give out Jim's website address and his P.O. box, so get your pen and paper handy. All right, let's go right to the calls, Jim.
Okay.
We've got another Jim. This is Jim calling from Texas. Jim from Texas, what's up?
Yeah, Mike, I think you probably recognize me now. But
Yeah.
The thing is... The way to look into what happened and when it happened and so forth is, when was the last time that organized Jewish organizations quit a bad mouth in the Pope? And at the time they did was 1958. Pope Pius, I think it was Pius the 12th. I'm not a Catholic, so I'm not up on that. I think it was Pius the 12th.
No, he's right. He's right.
And the last time they quit bad mouthing him was when he died. Since then, they have nothing but good to say about them. So that tells you the whole story right there.
That's right.
Up until 1958, they had no use for any pope. I don't care what his name was or where he was or where he was from or anything. They had nothing good to say about him. But starting then, hello.
Jim, you know, from Texas, you've made a very, very good, succinct point that I think captures the essence of exactly what we've been talking about here.
Mike, you know, I don't know if anybody remembers this, but... well into the 1970s, a Chevy Chase would, during the Saturday Night Live news, he would come on and say, Francisco Franco is still dead, and everyone would laugh. But they also ran numerous negative spots in the late 70s against Pope Pius XII, showing him being carried on the canopy or whatever and saying, and making fun of pomp and circumstance. But this kind of, you know, I always say to people that, Jesus said in the gospel, beware when the world loves you. No one almost has been as much loved by the ruling elite of this world as John Paul II and now Benedict XVI. Do you remember when John Paul II died just a year, almost 2 years ago, there was a paper on the front page of every, there was a picture on the front page of every paper in the entire world, and it was John Paul II in the casket with George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., Laura Bush, Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton kneeling before his casket. Do you remember that picture?
No, but I that's a very revealing picture.
It was on every. It was on the front of the Cincinnati Inquirer and just about every other paper in the world. It was prominently displayed. Now, when you got the heads of the skull and bones, and I mean Benedict XVI just took on Henry Kissinger as one of his key advisors a few weeks ago. I could go on for hours and hours, Mike, about all of the treachery that's been going on in the Vatican. Now, through
you
the
could
Catholic
go on for decades. I hate to say it.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
You could go on for decades, not hours and hours.
And of course, I think Jim here exemplifies again. I did not come on here. I am a Roman Catholic. I was raised that way. I fell away from the faith for a while. Since I believe the Roman Catholic Church is a true church, I believe it will rebound. Unbelievably enough, it will be rebound in a few within a few decades. However, Jim in Texas and myself and every other person of goodwill can say, without agreeing on what the true religion is, we can say if we don't wake up our fellow Americans, Protestant and Catholic and other of other faiths or no faith at all, to what's happening and how all these leaders are pushing us towards the Zionist agenda of World War III and a world police state, then you know we're gonna let our people down. We need to warn people what's happening.
All right, Jim,
all you gotta know is look how they're going after Hutton Gibson, which is Mel Gibson's father,
right?
Who's a member of some small sect. I don't know that much about the Catholic Church, but he's a member of the sect that disavows Vatican II.
Yeah,
okay.
Jim, if I could just clarify before you go on. He is just another one of the Catholics who attend the Latin Mass. Hutton Gibson, actually, before I ever heard of, 7 years before I ever heard of Mel Gibson, it was in one of his books called, one of his books that he wrote where I first got the idea that these were anti-popes, that the Vatican had gone wrong in 1958. And, you know, you're right. They do anything they can to discredit Hutton Gibson. Wow, in this, out of the other side of their mouth, Abe Foxman is running to the Vatican having an audience with Benedict XVI, and they're demanding that everybody get in line with Vatican II. Do you remember when the Passion of the Christ movie was out? You could hardly turn on the TV for a few nights without seeing a rabbi come on and exhorting all the Catholics, you must get in line with Vatican II. And you know, as we said last night, that's what the Southern Poverty Law Institute said yesterday about what they say is the largest group of anti-Semites in the country, the Catholic traditionalists. They say, these degenerates are saying, you must get in line with Vatican II. If that doesn't tell people that Vatican II is a Zionist operation, I don't know what does.
You know, I have to chime in here and proudly note that in attacking, I think his name is Jim Robert or Jim Sungenis, they, as evidence that he's a really bad guy, They pointed out that he has cited my work, so I guess I'm in the briar patch with all these good people that the Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't like.
And Mike,
well, absolutely, Mike, your name is Mudd, is from the old original John Wilkes Booth with the Dr. Mudd. That's where the saying came from. Your name is Mudd.
Well, I tell you what,
you have no credibility to these people. None, or they would like to infer that you have no credibility.
Well, I tell you what, when they start taking the mud out of the Talmud, I'll be very, very happy.
Absolutely.
Jim from Texas, thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have a break coming up here. When we come back, we have Jeff, David, Bob, and Mark. So hang on, folks. We're going to try to squeeze you all in here tonight. Another good show with Jim Conda Jr. And get your pen and paper handy. We're going to give you his contact information. Michael Collins Piper on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening because you can handle the truth. And if you get a headache, you know what to take. Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Check it out on the Internet at headachesstaygone.com. Okay, we're going right back to the callers who want to talk to our guest, Jim Condit, Jr. Let's go to Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, come on up.
Hey, Jim. Hi, Mike. How are you guys doing tonight?
How are you doing?
Hello.
Good. I just want to say my kids go to Catholic school, and I'm very proud of that. And I don't consider myself a Catholic, but, I mean, I believe in Christ. And about the situation with academics and speaking out against Israel and Zionism, you have Jewish people like Israel Shahak, who wrote the book Jewish History, Jewish Religion, The Way of 3,000 Years. You have Kevin McDonald. You have Anthony C. Sutton. You have a lineage of academics who are in the frame of mind to, you know, analyze and look at these problems that we have in this country and in this world, and make a very good decision about what's happening here. It's not like we're making this up out of thin air here. You know, it's a problem and we have to deal with it. And they have an agenda to pass. And we're trying to stop it, and fundamentally that's all it is. And
that's right.
And another question is this ridiculous thing that came out today is the Holocaust people want another $175 billion that they discovered. I mean, how ridiculous can you get? It's been 60 years. You want $175 billion more dollars? Or I mean, when is this going to stop?
Hey, Jeff, I'll tell you what. You know, last couple of years I've been hearing about the fact that the Irish economy is booming. It's no coincidence that now there are attacks on the entire country of Ireland, and they're saying that Ireland harbored some of the most vicious Nazi war criminals. So now that Ireland has a booming economy, they want to scrape everything they can out of Ireland.
Hey, Mike, wait till it comes out that Israel was harboring some great collaborators with Nazism.
I don't think that's ever going to come out.
Well, this reminds you of the phrase, which I think was made up by an anti-Zionist Jewish person. There's no business like Shoah business, because the Shoah is the name, Jewish name, S-H-O-A-H, for the Holocaust. Somebody said there's no business like Shoah business.
That was Alfred Lilienthal, very dear friend of mine.
The great author of The Zionist Connection, too. And another academic is Dr. Norman Finkelstein, who in The Holocaust Industry, which is another book people might be interested in looking at, basically said for the everyday Jews that were caught in the crossfire, that were rounded up or whatever, you know, people that were just caught in the crossfire, these greedy Holocaust industry people are degrading those Jews who did suffer during World War II, you know?
Hey, let me tell you something here about all this Holocaust money in the Swiss banks that Edgar Bronfman and the World Jewish Congress are bound and determined to get their hands on. Of course, most of this money, they say, belonged to people who are now dead. So those people who are dead couldn't have any descendants. So what they want to do is get their hands on this money and divide it up for the Jewish community. But you know what? The point that no one ever seems to pick up on is the fact that the Bronfman family back in the 1920s and the 1930s were part of the Meyer-Lansky organized crime syndicate, and it was Meyer-Lansky, an American Jewish gangster, who pioneered the use of Swiss bank accounts for money laundering from international criminal operations.
Mm.
And a lot of times, that money was held in the name of Jews who were living in Europe on behalf of these American Jewish gangsters, which included the Bronfman family and their associates.
Mm-hmm.
So what I suspect is that we just have the modern-day heirs of the Lansky Crime Syndicate trying to get their hands on their money that they reaped in gambling and prostitution and narcotics and other forms of racketeering on American soil and in Cuba and elsewhere during the Roaring Twenties. So that's one little detail of history that I think we need to keep in mind about all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to go with the Catholic thing. You don't see Catholics writing like the Jewish people are writing against their own people because they see the wrong in what they're doing. And there's a lot of good Jews out there that you know, I don't know if they have a hidden agenda, but they talk the truth. You know, they tell you how it is about what they're trying to pull off here. And people are like us, you know, Gentiles don't even get it, you know. I mean, some of them don't. I mean, I do, but a lot of other people just don't get it. And they're warning us in their own language, in our language, in the books. It ceases to amaze anybody if they don't research it and look into it and come up with an opinion about it on your own. You know, people just have to look and read and find out the truth about it. And
that's right. You know, the information is out there. You know, at this juncture, I want to give Jim Condit's address. Jim, I'm going to go ahead and read it out as I have it, but
okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Jim Condit Jr., that's C-O-N-D-I-T, Jim Condit Jr., P.O. Box 11555, P.O. Box 11555, Cincinnati, Ohio. I'll give you the zip code right now. It's 45211. Jim Condit Jr., P.O. Box 11555, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45211. And Jim, your primary website is thetruth247.com.
Yeah, yes, that was the one we used for the video that we used in the last campaign. And that's thetruth247.com. And that'll actually lead you to the other two main ones we have, which is realnews247.com and votefraud.org. So, thetruth247.com is good.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, Jeff from Vermont, thanks for your call. Good input there. Let's go to your neighboring state of Massachusetts and bring up David. David, what's going on?
Okay, it's very good to hear this program. There's a whole bunch of points I want to bring out about this. There's a book here that I've had for years called The Vatican and Zionism, written by Sergio Manerbi, and he describes how back in the early 1920s, the Vatican did oppose the British mandate over Palestine when the Turks lost it. And but, of course, so the British virtually control the League of Nations, so they're bound to win the vote. And they got the mandate to run Palestine, and the Balfour Declaration was part of that mandate. And another point I want to bring out is that one of the big, at the time, the Vatican was overwhelmingly anti-Zionist and was opposed to the British getting this mandate to run Palestine. And they were very concerned about the Zionists coming in from Eastern Europe into what was called Palestine, now Israel today. And here's one thing I want to bring out, that I have read this in a book on Israel, that the central part of Israel was purchased from Arab landowners back in the 1920s, a whole bunch of land that the Jewish people say was low-grade land, it wasn't particularly good. And they bought it, and I don't know whether they used it for home settlements or not. Are you aware of this?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that was purchased by a grant from the Rothschild family. But I could be wrong about that.
I actually was unaware of that. I was unaware that they laid the groundwork by buying land. And but the gentleman's absolutely correct. David's absolutely correct on the opposition of the plopping of this counterfeit state in the middle of Palestine, which is guaranteed to create friction. And also, Pius XII and the popes before him in this century did not want the Holy Land sites, such as Bethlehem, which I think was closed this last Christmas, and all the other Holy Land sites in the birthplace of Christ to fall in the hands of Talmudist Jews, which is what has happened now. And they're slowly destroying these sites very surreptitiously as they get a chance to.
You know, it's interesting. George Stephanopoulos, the ABC News pundit who used to work for Bill Clinton, he comes from a Greek Orthodox family, but his sister is an Orthodox nun in Palestine, and she has been a very harsh public critic of the Israeli efforts to overrun Christian lands and Christian heritage sites in the Holy Land. That's something that people are probably not aware of.
Well, I wish George would have her as a guest on his Sunday morning show.
I doubt that's going to happen. Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting, too. Henry Hyde, congressman from Illinois, who I believe he just left Congress, only really started coming out being critical of what Israel is doing to the Christian heritage sites in Palestine in his final term in office when he didn't have to run for re-election. So I guess we'll have to give him some credit there anyway.
Some, but it's disgraceful how many people don't speak out when they really are in there. And anyway, yeah.
Dave, did you have any further comments or questions?
Yes, I want to make this comment that back there was an American cardinal whose name I forgot now. He did come out in favor of Palestine being turned into Israel back in the 20s.
Okay.
The overwhelming opinion of the people in the Vatican, the cardinals and the bishops and whatever, and the pope, who backed up this Monsignor Barlasina, who he'd been dead many years. He died in the late 20s. He was a very outspoken opponent of the Zionist influence in Palestine.
Well,
but yeah. Did you ever hear of this Monsignor Barlasina?
I can't say I have. How do you spell that?
Barlassima, I believe it is.
Okay, I'll look that up. And incidentally, to piggyback onto that point, this is what is another incredible study, if people look into it. When John the 23rd took over in 1958, who we're saying is the first Zionist puppet that was put on the chair of Peter, then in 1963, Paul the VI, when John the 23rd died, Paul the VI, it was a demolition operation. All of the good bishops by 1978 who were resisting it all were out of office, and he had appointed people like so-called Archbishop Bernardine, who in his last years as he was dying of what looked like AIDS, but he was at least died of cancer, he went to Israel and said that this, in Israel, this Archbishop Bernardine, supposedly a Catholic cardinal, he was a cardinal of Chicago then, he went and said in Israel that the source of anti-Semitism is the four Gospels. So if that guy wasn't secretly working for this evil entity of Zionism, I don't know who was. But
I can't resist pointing out that I have a very good friend whose family are very, very high up in the Catholic lay movement, and a member of the family is one of the most prominent and respected Catholic clergymen here in the United States, and that family is very, very anti-Zionist.
Mm-hmm.
But that particular Catholic clergyman who will go unnamed, he keeps his mouth shut on the subject. He knows the score. I know that he knows the score, but he will not say anything publicly. He's a real diplomat. He knows how to play the game. And unfortunately, I think that's been part of the problem. What we've had in the Catholic Church since Vatican II.
Well, and if I can, since you're bringing up a really good point here, two things I'd like to repeat tonight, that just so people don't misunderstand what I'm saying, I'm saying that there was apparently a coup d'etat in the Vatican in 1958, and if people want to read about that, then if we can give that website one more time, it's October1958.com.
Excellent website. Yeah.
That's not my website, but it has three articles on this apparent coup d'etat. And so we believe John the 23rd, our faction anyway, believes John the 23rd, Paul the 6th, and John Paul II and Benedict are false popes, anti-popes. They will be exposed eventually, and what happened we think will be exposed. The point is that in 1962, and Father Nicholas Gruner and the Fatima Crusader have made this pretty famous, in 1962, there was a Vatican-Moscow agreement, and that agreement supposedly, once you know that the enemy was controlling the Vatican, this will make sense. The deal was that the communists would get a veto over every bishop in the communist world, and in return, they would send observers to Vatican II. That sounds like a real good deal, doesn't it? But let me tell you what really was going on. The Zionist community, which was behind communism in many ways, or at least the International Talmudic Jewish Network, they were given a veto over every bishop. And that's why the bishops in the United States are so putrid. If any of them that spoke out, they would be removed. Every bishop has been vetoed by the local organized Talmudic Jewish community since the 1960s. And in our city, I mentioned to you last night, Mike Ben Kaufman of the Cincinnati Enquirer, his wife, who was a Jewish woman, used to go in and out in the 60s and 70s of Archbishop Bernardine's office, or the 1970s and 80s, into Archbishop Bernardine's office, where we were told this by eyewitnesses all the time, and her job was to look through all the Catholic textbooks, all the new ones they were using, to make sure there was nothing objectionable to the Talmudic Jewish faction in there, and that's gone on all over the world. Paul VI appointed a St. Louis Jewish guy named Cardinal Baum, who was supposedly a convert, in 1964 or 5. He became the controller of all the Catholic textbooks in the world. Now, this is a Jewish convert who's quickly raised to cardinal, and he suddenly got control of all the textbooks in the world that Catholic children are looking at. When you understand that the enemy had taken over the Vatican in 1958, this all makes sense. If you don't understand that, it's just a complete mystery.
Well, you know, those little details there, again, you know, when you put them in the big picture, it becomes a very, very scary picture.
Yes. Yes.
Dave, thanks for your call. Let's go to Bob from Texas. Bob, come on up.
Quick.
Bob from Texas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now. I heard the beep.
Oh, go ahead, Bob. Yeah.
First, I want to preface my remarks by telling you that I was raised Catholic, was an altar boy, did the Latin Mass, and spent a good deal of it said Catholic on my dog tags in Vietnam.
Okay.
Okay. But most Catholics, like myself, are scripturally challenged. They don't know what the scriptures say. And a perfect example would be to call a guy father who's sworn to celibacy.
Okay, hold on.
It's doublethink.
Let's just take one point here. First of all, I'm glad, Mike, and I don't think this is your show. I'm glad any time to come back and debate this. Let me ask the caller something, and I say this in friendship. I'm not trying to
be positive. I want to be friendly too, Jim.
I know you do. And I just want to make that clear to the audience. But are you saying that it is immoral for a little boy or for me to call my dad father?
I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but the Bible speaks against it.
Yeah, but that's what the Bible says literally. And here's the point I want to make on that. There wasn't, well, I mean, this is a long answer, and I'll just make it quick. The people were illiterate till the 15th century. There was no printing press till the 15th century. So that we would not have absurd interpretations of the Bible, Christ left the Pope, the bishops, and the priests to explain it. And for the first 1,500 years, people couldn't even read. There was no printing presses. So my point is, I just want to make clear that the example you use there is not literal, because of course it's not immoral. What that passage means is...
I wasn't talking about a kid calling his dad father. I was talking about a kid calling some priest sworn to celibacy father.
I know, but see, how can that be wrong if it's not wrong for the kid to call his dad? What it meant was, don't call any man your god, or look at him as some kind of...
All right, hang on there, folks. We have our big finish coming up. We're here with Jim Condit. Check out his website. It's at truth247.com, or write him at P.O. Box 11555, Cincinnati, 45211.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We're wrapping up this Friday evening here. We have Jim Condit Jr. aboard. We have been discussing the infiltration of the Catholic Church specifically, and we have Bob from Texas. Now, Bob, I don't want the last few minutes of the program to turn into a debate over Catholic versus Protestant theology or any kind of theology. So, Bob, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that what Malachi Martin did along with the Zionists to infiltrate and take over the Catholic Church was a good thing?
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I didn't call in to get into argument with Jim Condon.
No, I didn't say you did. I'm just saying that I don't think this is an appropriate forum to get into a religious.
Let me finish. I called in.
I want to let Bob finish, but I know how Bob. I mean, I'm usually in his position. The callers at such a disadvantage when they're short time, and I got the hour. But if Bob will email me at votefraud@fuse.net, I'd be glad to discuss this with him. But go ahead, Bob. Go ahead.
Well, I went to those sites earlier this evening. I was reading some information that was on there, and we're not in total disagreement on everything.
Sure.
Let me just say this. One of my best friends is a Catholic guy, and we fight about this all the time. And we were fighting over Malachi Martin one night after he had been on Art Bell's program. And I was on the couch, and I kind of nodded out, and I had a dream. And in this dream, I walked into a dark room, and I knew I could feel the presence of someone there, and I said, "Who's there?" And a voice said, "I'm Malachi Martin. I'm a Jew first and a priest second." I woke up and called my friend to tell him about this dream. It was so weird because I don't dream. And I had actually called in to make a comment related to that, and that I'm reading the book that's on this other website, this 1958.org.
Yeah, October1958.com.
The first thing that pops up on there is the plot against the church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big, but it doesn't have the book there, but I've read the book.
I think it says the plot against the Pope. You're thinking of the big red book, The Plot Against the Church, right?
Yes, and if you read that book, and if you consider all the factors, like the Germans being shuttled out of Nazi Germany and hidden by the Vatican, and you think back when Mussolini established the Vatican State and signed over the property to the Pope.
That was a re-signing of like one tenth of what had been stolen about 80 years earlier by the Freemasons. But go ahead, yeah.
Well, it's just look. This is my opinion, and I just want to put it out there. I think that there is a trinity of evil, and I believe it consists of the Masonic bankers, the State of Israel terrorists, and the Vatican, and the religious influence that they have worldwide. All the Protestant churches have become subsidiaries of the Catholic Church.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let me tell you, Bob, because as I said, we just got a few seconds left here. I would say since 1958, the Vatican itself has been under the Zionist banker influence. Before that, if you do research going back centuries, it is not the case.
Well, we can't forget Roberto Calvi and how he got hung on the Blackfriars Bridge.
Yeah, that was since 1958. He was a big guy doing all kinds of evil with the banking, no question. No
well, question. You know, it's pretty well known that the Rothschilds are the bankers for the Vatican.
That's all. That's not in the centuries past. And I don't even think that's now. I'd say it's probably the case in the background somewhere. But we're getting into a lot of things that's hard to resolve in a few seconds.
No, I think I'd like to have a conversation with you some other time.
Okay.
And you know, I have watched one of your DVDs. It's a couple hours long, and I thought your research was excellent. I'm not trying to condemn anybody.
I understand.
I have a lot of good friends that are Catholic.
Sure.
You can't walk into a Catholic church and see six old ladies praying at 5 o'clock in the morning, burning candles, and not appreciate their reverence.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. Well, listen. Thanks for your call. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just didn't want to get into theology here. I think you understand, but I appreciate your call. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up tonight. Thanks to Jim Condit for coming aboard. Again, Jim, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Jim's address is, website is thetruth247.com, thetruth247.com, or write him, Jim Condit, P.O. Box 11555, Cincinnati, 45211. Thanks for listening in, folks. Monday night, we're going to have a very interesting guest, actually two guests, talking about, immigration. That's a short way of putting it. Should be an interesting program.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.